Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
At Parker, our purpose is simple. We want to make the world a better place. By working more efficiently, by using more sustainable practices, by developing better technologies, we keep moving forward. With each new idea, innovation, and partnership, we're one step closer to fulfilling our purpose every single day. To find out more, visit parker.com/purpose. Parker, engineering your success.
Lincoln.
Come on, it's 6 o'clock. Rise and shine, rise and shine.
It's time for Early Break with Sip and Jake, brought to you by Gaina Trucking. Live from the Koppel Chevrolet GMC studios in the heart of Lincoln, America. Here's 93.7 The Ticket's Jake Sorensen.
Did seem kind of meh.
And the Lincoln Journal star's Steve Sipple.
Surprisingly good.
This is Early Break with Sip and Jake, sponsored by Gaina Trucking.
Happy Friday to you, Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Early Break, full show ahead, this special edition game day on Black Friday, Nebraska, Iowa, 12:30 kickoff at Memorial Stadium. Hope you had a great Thanksgiving. I am still stuffed this morning. I'm sure a lot of you probably are still in your turkey faces. You won't be up for a couple hours, but we appreciate you tuning in. On that note, since it is a special edition of Early Break following a holiday, I'm doing a roll call. If you're out there listening, please let us know. 402-464-5685. Shoot us a text saying, I'm here, I'm awake, here's my name, and go Big Red. Something like that. Or screw Iowa, something like that.
I'm here, I'm awake, I'm Steve Sipple.
Say it. Say the screw Iowa part.
I'm here, I'm awake, I'm Steve Sipple.
And?
No, I'm not going to do that. I can't take that step.
No. I know you want
to. Screw the Cowboys. How about that?
Hey, the Cowboys lost last night. They lost to the Raiders in a pretty epic football game. Yeah. 36-33. Raiders over the Cowboys in overtime.
Raiders should have got that game done in regulation, right?
They should have. Yeah, they should have. So the Raiders lost Darren Waller in the first half, who was by far and away their best offensive player. He had a knee injury, and so they had a lead, but it looked like they were going to probably lose the game without Darren Waller. But the Cowboys' offense could not move it enough. They could not stop the offense of the Raiders. And in overtime, they got the ball first and punted, and the Raiders went down and kicked the field goal and won the game.
Yeah, I was surprised to see DeSean Jackson still making plays. That guy's getting ancient.
Well, he was with the Rams for a little bit this year. He had one long touchdown to begin the season, then was distant, and then all of a sudden, that was it.
DeSean Jackson, I covered him. I mean, he was – when I covered the – you know that game in San Antonio, the U.S. Army All-American game? Do you remember that game?
Yes.
When Marlon Lucky played in it? Do you remember that?
I believe so.
So that would have been 2000 – what recruiting class was that when they got Marlon Lucky and all those
2005,
guys?
Right? Or was that before that?
Yeah, it might have been 2004.
Well, 05 was that class. It was like number 5 in the nation.
Okay, you think that was Marlon Lucky,
those guys? I think that was him. Yeah.
That was 05, and DeSean Jackson was in that game.
Okay, wow.
Yeah.
It's a long time
ago.
Think
about that. Yeah. Think about that. And then the interesting part of the story was I was in this – not that interesting, but I always remember this for some reason. It was curious to me. I was in the San Antonio airport, And little DeSean Jackson comes up to me and says, "Hey, you know where I could find a San Antonio newspaper?" I think he had a good All-Star game, and he wanted to find the newspaper, and I pointed him right to it, right to the place where I got mine.
Well, that's so kind of you.
Yeah, DeSean Jackson wanted a newspaper. You know where I can find a newspaper?
So you point.
Well, I had one with
your DeSean Jackson story is that you pointed him to find a newspaper.
Well, he asked me.
You should have just given him a newspaper.
You know, I could have.
Come on.
I could have given him the one I had.
Would have been even better. Hey, I gave DeSean Jackson a newspaper with his clippings in it.
I don't know if he wanted it. He wanted to go probably get one on his own.
Well, you could at least offered it, maybe, you know?
Yeah, I didn't even think about that. I had my newspaper. It was my newspaper.
Well, fine. I mean, everybody can get a second newspaper.
So there's that. Okay, let's talk about the Huskers.
Yeah, 402-464-5685. Hey. Call or text as always. Today is a big day. Nebraska finishes off their season. No Adrian Martinez, we all knew earlier this week. He's not going to play today with a shoulder injury. He had a surgery on that, I believe, on Wednesday. Is that correct, Sip?
Yes.
We'll see the recovery and what his next steps are following this game. I don't know when we're going to find out that information.
Yeah, I don't. Probably on a Twitter video at some point, right? Isn't that the way the world works now?
I think we probably, yeah.
It's not like the world worked in 2000. When did Fabian Washington declare for the draft? Was that after the 2002 season?
2003, I believe.
Okay, yeah. Fabian Washington, I was laying on my couch watching the NFL. This is how things used to work before Twitter. Fabian Washington wanted to get the word out. I was just laying on my couch on a Sunday night, and I looked down, and Fabian Washington's calling my number, and I was like, "What's going on, Fabian?" He goes, "Well, I want to announce them. I'm going to the draft." I said, "Are you calling anybody else?" He said, "Nope." I said, "All right, let's do this." And then I had to get up, though, and write a story on a Sunday night, but it was a breaker. You know?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's how it used to work. Now, the kids just go to Instagram or Twitter.
Yeah, they just post whatever they want to. Yeah. They break their own news. Yeah, they don't need a reporter to do their work for them.
Right. The world has evolved.
I know.
Somebody's calling you.
I know. Well, we don't have Harrison today, so I don't know who's calling. So.
I'll talk while you get it.
No, it's fine. We'll get.
It's fine.
We'll get there eventually.
Okay.
Okay. So today is Logan Smothers Day. For those out there who have been curious all season long to see what he can do. Guess what? Your chances today, he is going to start against Iowa. And Sip, here's what's interesting to me. The opening line on this game was 3.5 to 4 for Nebraska, okay?
Yeah.
Then the news about no Martinez hits.
No Martinez.
Iowa goes from a 4-point dog to a 1 to 1.5 point favorite, okay? As of last night, it switched back to Nebraska 1-point favorite. With Logan Smothers starting, I'm not kidding you.
You're kidding me.
It switched Nebraska at the early line, went to Iowa.
You're
Nebraska,
kidding.
As of today, is a 1-point favorite in this ballgame.
My initial reaction to that is just, that's respect, right? I mean, isn't that respect for Nebraska?
Think about, you want to motivate Iowa more? Wow, their backup quarterback's playing, and we're still not favored against a 3-8 team.
Yeah, that's motivate. I would think that's motivation or confusion in the locker room.
Like, yeah.
Would a guy go up to Ferentz and say, "Coach, why are we an underdog in this game? Aren't we the 9-2 team?" That is odd. Even with a backup quarterback. Well, I'm just going to say this. Whoever's calling, just hold on. We'll hash out this Logan Smothers thing. Logan Smothers, I don't know. We kind of know what to expect, right? Kind of. Now, we don't know, obviously, the entire picture because he's never started a collegiate game and he's starting against a team that has 11 different players who have intercepted passes. And we know that he's playing the ninth-ranked scoring defense in the country, the 12th-ranked team in terms of total defense. So he's playing a top 15 defense. We know he can run. We know he's – I don't know what they list him at. Let me take a guess. You don't got it, do you? I would say they list him at 6'1", and he's not 6'1", and they list him at probably 200, and he's probably not 200. So he's a littler quarterback. He might be. I don't know. I mean, he just looks small. Maybe it's just because compared to Adrian, but he can run it. He's a quick decision maker. I do not think he'll be overcome by the moment at all. He doesn't seem like that kind of kid that he'll roll with it fine. It's just And the weather is going to be
cooperative. It's going to be a beautiful day today.
Now, if he had to throw into a 27-mile-an-hour wind that was gusting and it was cold and maybe wet, that would be that probably would
Smothers via Huskers.com.
Yeah, what is he?
6'2", 195.
Oh, wow. Not 6 foot two.
You think he's below 6 foot?
Yeah, yeah.
Inflated a little bit.
No, not below 6 foot. Okay, right, somewhere between 6 and 6'1", probably. Who cares? But we kind of know. I just don't know what that game plan is going to look like. You know,
I don't either. But we talked about this in the week earlier that if you're Nebraska again, you have nothing to lose today. You can't go to a bowl game. You're not fighting for a division title. This is your bowl game. So if you go out there with a conservative game plan, I understand that because it is a quarterback making his first career start against what is a very good defense. I get it. I would totally understand if that is the game plan. But a part of me wants to see, well, you know, can this guy stretch the field? Can he be not aggressive at all times? I mean, you got to be conservative, certainly, for a lot of the game. But can you have aggressive moments and enough of those to win a football game?
Yeah.
And make plays.
Yeah, that's a sound way of
it. I don't want a sound approach. I want to make sure that there's plans to take some shots. Nebraska almost beat Wisconsin by taking shots downfield. They did not win the game, but that was Wisconsin's worst defensive performance by far this entire season. Nobody took shots on it.
I mean, think about Nebraska's last two games. I mean, this is why they're favored. Not the only reason. By the way, Nebraska's favored without maybe five defensive starters, too. I mean, I don't know. Okay, if you want to whip through them, Damian Daniels played 11 snaps against Wisconsin. I don't know if he's available or not. Caleb Tanner, head-neck situation against Wisconsin, left in the first quarter, didn't come back. I don't know. Is he going to play? You know?
I have no idea.
Okay.
I don't know.
Damian Daniels, Caleb Tanner, Feldarius Payne, a rotational guy at outside linebacker / defensive end, didn't play. Dante Williams, Dante Williams, senior safety, didn't play against Wisconsin. Seems like he was close, but we don't know if he's going to play. What if five guys, who am I missing, by the way? Was that five?
I think so.
Three, were you listening?
Yeah.
It seems like there's one other guy.
JoJo Doman?
JoJo Doman's gone, yeah. JoJo Doman's out.
Yeah.
And then Adrian Martinez out on offense.
But, and you're still a one-point favorite today.
How is that possible? I mean, if you just boil it down to JoJo Doman, Dante Williams, or just JoJo Doman and Adrian Martinez, and they're still 5-point favorites, you've taken arguably the best player on defense, and your team leader off the board, and you're still a favorite. It doesn't make a lot of sense. This is respect for Nebraska, but it's obviously disrespecting Iowa.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of weird. I'm looking at some stats about Iowa right now regarding their team in general. You know, they allow more yards than they actually put up themselves. They're 9-2. Iowa averages less than 300 yards per game. 293 yards. They give up 314. Nebraska, by the way, averages 458 on offense every game. They give up 366 in this game per game. So Iowa has, again, been winning it with defense and special teams. I'm curious. Today, the over-under sip is 41 on this game.
Ooh, let's think about that.
41 points. That's like a 24-17 game.
Yeah, it's perfect. That's a perfect over-under.
I agree.
Yeah, it's perfect. They got that part right. I mean, they maybe have the spread right. I don't know. It's odd.
Nebraska, again, someone told me to pick them. I'm looking right now. I see Nebraska, as of 6:12 a.m. on game day, as a 1-point favorite.
Well,
right now, even if against Iowa,
even if it's pick 'em, it's still the same conversation. It's bizarre, but we've covered that.
Yeah,
Iowa is, you know, Iowa's still in contention for the Big Ten West. What I'm looking for is Nebraska to give this rivalry the kind of heat that Iowa does, and I think that's probably top down discussion. Ferentz wants Nebraska bad. He wants that W bad. I mean, he wants all W's bad, but it seems like you tell me, but I always have the feeling that Iowa wants this more than Nebraska as a collective. It seems
it
like not only
way.
Yeah, not only the fan base, but it trickles all the way down. It seems like the players are a little more jacked up on the Iowa side. That's my read. they give this rivalry more oomph than we do.
Well, yeah, I think they do. And it's time for Nebraska to stop that and say, we care about this. You know, with a fan, there's a lot of fans out there that don't like Iowa. I don't know if the team playing has the same vigor that the fan base
has.
Well,
it depends who you're talking to. I mean, you heard Ben Stille on Monday say, yeah, there's a hatred on both sides of the ball for Iowa. And that, and, you know, Turner Corker said, yeah, you can definitely feel it's a rivalry. So those two kids do. I think most kids probably do. And some of them are kids. They don't even think about that stuff very much. But I just feel like Iowa puts a little more steam behind it because they've won six straight, right?
Yeah.
Last three have been close.
Well, they have been close, but that's still telling about how much that team cares. I mean, they're winning close games.
Yeah. They blew out Nebraska, of course, in 2016, 40-10. Remember that?
Yeah. How could I forget? That was in Iowa City. Yeah, Tommy Armstrong.
And Mark Banker.
Playing with a bum. What was he? Shoulder? Was
no,
it knee?
No. He had a hamstring. Hamstring. Blew out his hamstring. And Riker, I think, had a bad hand, and he played though.
Yeah,
they were bad at quarterback that day, and then of course that was the Mark Banker
bloodbath.
Their practices must be like a bloodbath, where he was clearly sending the signal to his head coach. His head coach didn't like that, and then fired him after the season. Now I don't know if that's the reason he fired him. I think it was more that Sean Eichhorst wanted another defensive coordinator, but whatever. And then 2017, a game I literally put out of my mind. I don't even remember it.
I do.
I only remember one thing. I only remember Fant running up.
Nebraska led that game at one point 14-7. Yeah. They lost 56-14, yeah. But they were up 14-7.
Great. Yeah.
49 straight points to close that game for the Hawkeyes. 2017. That's the end of the Mike Riley era right there. 49 straight points on your home field in a loss to Iowa. We've had some horrifying scenes out there. It's been some horrifying scenes.
I've literally put that out of my mind.
Well, I remember it. That was a beautiful day. It was like 73 degrees.
Really?
Yep. Today going to be about 62 degrees, looks like, for this game. So it should be very, very pleasant out there if you want something that's a positive.
The last three games have been three-point loss, 6-point loss, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, they lost by 6 last year. Yeah. Nebraska, of course, last year had a chance to do something. Cam Taylor-Britt muffed a punt around midfield. They got the ball back, and then Nebraska was driving to try to take the touchdown to win, but Adrian was strip-sacked, and the game was over as Iowa recovered the fumble inside their own territory. So that was how last year's game ended. I think you're expecting a close game, even with Smother starting. I don't think it's going to be a game where Iowa comes out and plays like those games you mentioned, of 56-14 and 40-10. Their offense just is not good enough to do that.
It scares me.
Even with guys out defensively for Nebraska.
It scares me a little bit when we're so definitive about that, because I keep thinking about Tyler Goodson, and I keep thinking about Nebraska's injured defense. I keep thinking about Braylon Allen running for 200 and some yards.
Well, Braylon Allen is better than Tyler Goodson.
He's better, but Tyler Goodson has 945 yards this year. Yeah, he's better. He's better, but it's. I mean, or I. Yeah, he's definitely different than Goodson. I mean, Goodson's not 6'2.5", 238, but Goodson. I mean, those numbers are good. 215 carries for 945 yards for Goodson. If you're not, he could put 150 on you if you don't come to play.
I understand that.
That's the thing that scares me the most. And Laporta.
Yeah, he's a good tight end.
Yeah. I mean,
Laporta's got 37 catches for 425 and 2 touchdowns this year.
So how would Iowa beat Nebraska? What's the formula? Do what they do. Sit back, let Nebraska make the mistakes.
Yep.
Maybe get a pick off. That sets up their bad offense, and then, you know, let Goodson and Laporta go to work with a very ordinary quarterback, Alex Padilla, who's completing 46.9% of his passes. Good pass.
I'm laughing.
That's not good. Get a couple short fields, get to 14, get to 21, and that's how you win if you're Iowa. They'll take it.
That's what they expect, though. Yeah. I mean, that's the game plan. They're not expecting to put up 40 points and beat Nebraska. They expect to win a close game where now a backup quarterback and Logan Smothers they're expecting him to make a couple mistakes that helps them win the football game.
Yeah, if Iowa gets to 37 or 40 points, something's gone horribly wrong for Nebraska. Horribly wrong. If Iowa gets to 40, I mean, that would be – we'd be like, okay, what happened? You'd be – what could have happened? That means multiple interceptions, multiple turnovers. You lose the turnover. Well, what did Maryland lose the turnover battle against Iowa? Was it seven? I think Maryland was minus seven. Yeah,
they were minus seven in a single football game.
Which largely explains why Iowa's plus 12 on the year. But, yeah, something would have to go really badly for that to happen. And I don't see it. I don't see it. But, you know, if you're a Nebraska fan, your concerns are what the quarterback picture is going to look like and how banged up is the defense. Are you getting Damian Daniels back? How many of those guys are you getting back? Can Deontay Williams go today? Are we going to see Deontay Williams suited up on senior day? And will he go? That would help a lot if he decided to do this. So, yeah, those are the concerns. Banged up defense, new quarterback, right?
Yep.
Senior day. Now,
and you're still a one-point favorite?
Yeah. Yeah. You can't get over that, can you?
No, a lot of this is probably because of the For Milt campaign. There's a guy named Milton Munson who passed away, and there's an obituary in Hastings that was a very well-written, hilarious obituary that said it in lieu of flowers, he'd rather have a lot of people put an irresponsible amount of money on Nebraska to beat Iowa, which was the bet. Or that was his wish in his obituary. So that might have influenced the line, possibly. I have no idea. But for Milt today, it's all for Milt. By the way, on the phone line, we do have a special caller. We've got Chris from the Baldwin Shop up early with us Black Friday. Chris, you're on early break. Go ahead, man.
Good morning, Steve, Jake, and happy day after Thanksgiving. Happy Friday, and I hope you guys ate plenty yesterday.
I ate too much.
Yeah, I kept it pretty reasonable for once in my life, knowing I had a long day today. How are you doing, Chris?
I'm doing real good, Steve. Jake, you know, hey, now you guys, I noticed you had some problems here. I tried a little earlier, and, you know, now retirement's not too far down the road for me, and I think, Jake, if I know you have a lot of pull there at that station, I'm going to apply for the secretary's job there.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Come on down, Chris. Would use you.
That'd be kind of fun.
Well, we'll see about that. I can borrow one of my wife's dresses. I'll have to cover up some stretch marks and varicose veins, but I think we'll be fine.
No, you don't have to do any of that. You can just come as you are.
Oh, yeah, Steve. Yeah, that's you guys, I'll be probably bugging you more than I am now. But, hey, guys, you know, we're talking about this game. Yeah, I noticed this morning and last night, even yesterday, when I was watching some college hoops and college football yesterday a little bit, Mississippi and Mississippi State last night. I noticed Nebraska is a one-point favorite now, according to ESPN. They have, according to their computers, which I really don't believe much stock in or have much stock in, we have a 58% chance of winning this game. I see the Associated Press writer, Steve Ralph Russell, picks us to win.
Okay.
So, but, you know, guys, I think it's the line obviously is close. The odds makers think this is going to be close. You know, I told you guys last Tuesday there when I called in that Logan Smothers has been here in the system for 2 years I'm sure he's been drilled enough. Come on, it's his time. It's his time on the stage. And let's not forget, you guys, I was playing with a backup quarterback too.
That's fair.
But now he's got a couple of more games under his belt. Steve, you mentioned Tyler Goodson. Now, he don't average 7 yards a carry like Allen for Wisconsin. He's averaging, I think, just a little over 4 yards a carry.
Yeah.
But in his first 2 years, he has stung us. He's had over 100 yards, I believe, in both of those games, and he stung us real early. I think his freshman year, he had 100 yards by halftime in that cold game up there.
Yeah, he can go.
Steve, Jake, you know what? Isn't it time that we win a game like this, though?
Yes.
It's been time for a while, Chris.
Yes, it is time.
That's what I think. You know, granted, you guys have covered this. You know, it's their defense, it's their special teams that they get by on, and turnovers, you know. I don't know. I know we're missing some people here today, but, gosh, I just still think that we could win this game today, you know. So, but we'll have to wait and see, and it's going to be a fun game over there, and the weather's going to cooperate for once on one of these games. And, Steve, Jake, I'm looking forward to it, and, hey, you guys enjoy the game, and we'll talk to you Monday about this thing.
All right, thank you, Chris. Thanks for the call. Enjoy the game.
Yeah, I mean, I'm with Chris. Now, we've talked about the quarterback situation. We talked about the rivalry. We haven't talked about the formula. We don't need to go into that. It's an old discussion, but Iowa has a formula. They know their formula. It's been their formula since Ferentz got there 90 years ago, and they know exactly how they want to win. I don't know that you can about Nebraska. I still don't know if you can say that, right?
I don't know what the formula is here.
Well, you kind of do.
Well, what is it?
It's a little week to week, but last week.
Okay, it's week to week. What is that even? Exactly. That's not a formula. That's saying let's experiment this week. We're just going to make this, if it works, awesome. If it doesn't, we'll just blow it up.
Well, the week, last.
That's not a formula.
Last week, by the way, Goodson in 2019, Chris is right, 13 carries, 116 yards against Nebraska. Now, that's 8.9 a carry.
That's pretty good.
So I don't think Goodson's gotten worse since 2019.
Well, I don't either. But Nebraska's defense has gotten better since then.
Yes, it has.
That's the difference here, Sip.
Yeah. I think so. I hope so. Goodson can beat you. It's Goodson and Laporte are the guys. Charlie Jones on a return. You can't give Charlie Jones a return. I mean, Charlie Jones. You understand? Charlie Jones has returned 33 punts this year.
I've watched him.
Yeah,
he goes for it. Well, the thing is, Sip, they give him time.
Uh-huh.
Number one, he's a great returner. He always takes a step forward to make a play. Number two, they always have a return set up for him.
Yeah,
if you're Nebraska, please watch film of Iowa's special teams on their kick and punt returns and say, well, how are they doing this?
They're aggressive.
Well, be aggressive then. It works for them. It helps their sorry offense out because they make returns.
Right. No, you're right. Easy. Charlie Jones, the fact he's returned 33 is a beautiful number. 33. Averaging
fair, doesn't eight, fair catch it. He
right,
runs.
Right. Averaging 8.8 per return. Kickoff returns 22 for 580, averaging 26.4. This is a kid from Buffalo. He transferred from Buffalo, walked on, and it's working out, right?
Yes.
So there you go. There's your setup. There's your game setup.
From the text line, several texts coming in, 402-464-5685. Faisal says this, Sip. Faisal says, if Nebraska wins, it would be Frost's best win in 4 years here. So what would the conversation about Smothers and Martinez be tomorrow if that was the case?
Well, it'd be the same conversation we have, and that is, a quarterback doesn't win or lose a game. I mean, it's a whole team thing. So it wouldn't – I don't – but that's not – that will be my conversation. The conversation will be, were they playing the right quarterback, right? But it depends how Smothers looks.
If they win like a 14-10 game, right, and he's like 45% passing with a couple picks, then, okay, yeah, he won, but was he really the reason why?
Right. There'll be confusion if he's 17 for 20 – for 225 and runs 12 times for 112.
Yeah, how about
there'll be
that?
Some confusion, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But confusion. Okay.
Good confusion.
There'd be three things. There'd be confusion, probably some anger, but also there'd be hope out of that.
Right.
Belief.
There'd be a lot of mixed emotions.
Yeah, that's a complete mixed bag of emotions right there.
Yeah.
If that performance were to happen in a Husker win. Again, 464-5685, call or text as always. Nebraska, Iowa today, right about 6 hours from right now, 12:30 kick at Memorial Stadium. By the way, for quick update, today's programming, you and I, early break, normal time, 6 to 8. Following us, though, is Tom and Bach
from
8 to 10. And then from 10 to 12:30, we'll have the Ticket Tailgate pregame show live at Tipsy Tina's in the Haymarket. Listen, stop on by. Listen to that as well. We'll have the Husker After Party postgame show right around 4 o'clock here. And then at Tanner's Ticket postgame with myself and DP, 5:30 to about 7 tonight. So there's your programming today for Black Friday, Nebraska, Iowa. Huskers, again, one-point favorites today, trying to end their five-game skid in the season and their six-game skid to Iowa. A lot of skids to end today,
yes,
hopefully.
A lot of skids.
Yes. When we come back, we will I want to get to more of the big games this weekend. Tomorrow is a huge day in the Big Ten. We'll break down those games as well on Early Break of the Ticket.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.